Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and the removal of Felix Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni as chief of Ntabazinduna.
To join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabazinduna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Ibambe madlabezulu linganjani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Ye, ulaptop lomhlaba sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukaNkosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kaMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kaMongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale. Kuthi wayefuna ukumbulala sibili esibhedlela khona ngale kwele South Africa. Ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalidi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani kwenyanzani wathi sekwenzile khona ukwazi ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale kodwa ukanye wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale esibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga bese kuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshato ongekho emthethweni. So ke konke khonokho ke kungazani akujabulisanga uMnumzana uChiwenga osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya ke uChief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi azangakhethwa ngemfanelo. So ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni uMnumzana Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Bancinyane Ndiweni
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media.
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi. Kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. Umthetho welizwe nxa uliqiniso. Umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into oyenza. Okutsho ama British lama Americans ukuthi akula rule of law. Lapho kuzakhanya khona. Ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje. Sebake bakuzwa ngapi ukuthi kule nduna exotshwayo. First and foremost bakuzwa ngapi kule nduna ebotshwayo. Lamthi nduna le yayibotshiwe singexotshiweyo. Izizathu nxa kuyikuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi kaso first born angikholi ukuthi baphelele. Wena ngathi balo mkhushane wengqondo. Badinga ukuthi baye kuma psychiatrist bayihlolwa. Ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho? Ngingahlala lo mkami angizalela abantwana ebadobheni kudong. Baze babe bathathu. Ngize ngezuzu wami ngowesine. Kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami. Khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu. Ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngegumba langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo. Baze babe bathathu. Ngize ngezuzu wami ngowesine. Kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami. Khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu. Ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngegumba langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulethu.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngikobulawayo elokitshini lenjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they've chose that guy, Felix Kekamangwe, mm-hmm. and they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you've got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, mm-hmm. for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti ivo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava. Achitaura iye negweta Rachif Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona sei chiitiko ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazitendere nemutemo weZimbabwe neTraditional Leaders Act. Kusvikira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief asati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward. Kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio. Position yefamily is Chief Hlanhla Felix Ndiweni. Ndiye chief wendaba zinduna. Asazi zachinja. Akapointiwa mswa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the Constitution of Zimbabwe and the Traditional Leaders Act. And hapana chinja kachinja.
Machief, zvinhu zveculture zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu. Saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chief uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chief ane mamwe macommentaries akamboita achitaura mairirana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta Rachif Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi. Tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa, tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva nekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvo zviregai tinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare. Regai tinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga avo vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare raMeja Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika zvisiri pamutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera kuSouth Africa kwezuva rimwe chete vakazotorwa zvechisimba nevano vachengetedza vakazovaendesa kuchipatara. VaReza vatiwa amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewe vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemhosva yavari kupomerwa.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhau weStudio 7 Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uye zvese kuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayiwa Chiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino. Kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa, aiwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti Gibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga, on July 8th, 2019, she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set as well as the central venous catheter, which were inserted to the complainant. And the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, you know, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, you know, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to discuss
to weigh in, yes. And I would also like to talk to you about the Facebook page. Edu yevyo eshona tukukonai blessing kamuseriro arikuti I'm watching you from Cape Town kuno ku South Africa kudzai marairi hanzi I'm watching you from South Africa ku Limpopo boazaya guranzi tona zve malayers vakuti ngabudiswe boaz varikuti but ndizvowo varikuti hurumende inorega corruption here. Dixon Moya arikuti I'm watching you bra Mike M Dixon Murozva Papolokwani me arikutaura hanzi Mary arikuchikorerwa kodzero dzake. So we have a follower here who's actually saying he feels that you know, the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo aripano ati panamba dzake Boaz anzi ushe hauremerwi kumalayers. Munyaradzi Kabaira arikuti good evening VOA, I'm watching you from Zambia. I think we have a guest, you can go ahead.
Yes, we've got a human rights lawyer, Mr. Machobana Ngube. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ngube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kev. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, you know, in terms of, you know, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now she's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Gibbs. Right, what happens is that if one has an offense preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person, that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the charge or the charges of the person. Then the Constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours of their arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Massive Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offenses, she is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those, a single application, you know, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Now, since Kanga has seen to civil Chilabantu, ukuthi poke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni so kutshoni nxa sehambile khona ngale nxa sedinga khona kwisiphambiso sebail uza kususela ngapi esiya ngapi ngamafutshane
umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa ecourt afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison over 14 days, appending a court, court ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazi msolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu i-High Court isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama-title deeds e-property nxa elawo asarende le-passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usuthiseke ukuthi kasoze abaleke kodwa lezo yizinto ezizedetermine by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe lamagqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho-ke siyabuya kuwe
aiwa tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwapo tichinyatsosanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa sei saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kudawo kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine mutereri vari panhare pari zvino hallo caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Indinanzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadii kumarondera muZimbabwe uku?
Ndizvo ndizvo upenyu wacho kuti tangoona kuti magetsi maimai saka takunzwa emazuva esa tinenge tisina magetsi.
Aiwa pakaoma, taurai tinzwe nhasi tine gango muri kunzwa dzirimo mudarezi.
Rekaingoti tata dzii dziri tu nyaya yandweni inorwadza kozi nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere bhengere kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo umambo hauchizwe nehurumende vanhu vanodzezvedzinza anozivana kuti imba yanhingi kwakafa nhingi mwana nhingi ndari kupinda uyu ndari kupinda zvino hurumende iri kuti ndweni haataure politics ndweni haasi munhu It's an individual. Issues hake, despite the good Anutunga Mira Masabi Taki. Anuta Ura Monina, Kanaku Biraku Dara Kanamon, Mamma Baita, and doesn't let our Rakshan be says. To say Akadar on those wheat comes back. To Jandaya Mary Kuro, one moon Mukura's rota on a Maraita. Lutara Mukuru in terms of kind of president, Mukazwa president. Vakati vachadana kana kuti vakanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic
ehe
anofana kutosungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinoda kumedhi vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara muzi yekuti chivengwa adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikundotada kudzokera nemukadzi wake wekutanga nhena ari kunana UK It's not fair kuti atiite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muzimbabwe anoita noizi tere tiri kuyombukatakatarisa kumasure kwana tangira nyaya dzana minezi aipindwa nana mambo ndaukangana vakadzi vake vaenga anoda vakadzi teni dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimiridzika kuita mweya yatsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa he is the lady she is being ari kushungurudzwa mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutuna
mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
nemiwe muri kuita zvakanaka mufunge nebasa renyu
bye-bye over to you
silo baba udavis khumalo econgweni Nomzala Khumalo kunjani?
Siyaphila tube baba ninjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu Khumalo. Asiqaliseke ngodaba lukaNdiweni.
Hayi baba tube, leyi indaba le iqiniswe lihle. Ukulumende angangeni likiyo. Usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi. Kachane lakho lokhu kuzona ukulumende baba tube. Kache imuli yakoNdiweni ilungise yiba bakwazi ngono ukuthi izinto lezi ziminjani. Yazi kuba wadube kufanele ukuthi kunje mina sokukhumalo. Ngiyawazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani, njalo abadala yibo abakaziyo ukuthi izinhlolo zabo bazimisa njani. Uhulumende kayekele ukungena la kuyokusemina kwendiweni. Abantu bakwendiweni bazimisele izinto zabo, thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlalo.
Ye, kuba sokubuya ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga, ukubona njani khonokho?
Dube leyi yahlupha leyo
ihlupha njani kuye jasizo
hayi yahlupha yakwathi iindaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abatuzi so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo
ngabe
sebesilwa bona bakulungisise indaba yabo bona bo njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani namhlaba yalwa kusasefuna sebebonke ucine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduze into ehluphayo ngezithandani
kutshayile kunjalo sibili
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mngakhe bayazana bona bodwa
hayi siyakuze Khumalo
lathi wabaduze enye into ehluphayo yile duze
Yeah.
Yawazi ukuthi thina madoda siphange into eyi-1 ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umuntu ongumfazi ekhanyeni anto wabona. And then abasethatha i-advantage ukuthi wena anti kusenza usithi esenza usithi abesenza khonokho khonokho usukwenza. Athi ngase kwenzile usukubona wena usuzihuhle ngesithi.
Hayi siyakuzwa Nkomo.
So lapho kule ndaba bona abakulise wabili wamadudu.
Sibongile.
Ngokuqatha kwakho.
Sibongile Khumalo, sibongile sibili.
Lami ngiyabonga.
So he says, leave the Ndiweni family alone. You know, and the Chiwenga issue, he says, that's an issue between two people. It's a bedroom issue.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we've got a caller.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Tukusora nani uyezwe muri kuphi?
Oh, ubaba wesintwini. Lungani kunjani?
Anya phila baba linjani?
Yeah, Nkomo.
Ya ngomnkomo.
Ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phosela kho sibili kubaninga abantu. Ye.
Ngindebele.
Oh ngindebele ye.
Ye. Eh ale Ega ansize ngikhulume kakhulu le ka babuchenga.
Okay.
Ngoba lewa i domestic yard ende unyonga ngihlupa ukuthi ngiyaxolisa ngoba vele mina ngingaba biased ngoba ngibe attitude towards ngiyambona ngani othi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe right. So ngizakuthina sensiba unfair, ngicela ukuthi ngiyiyekele.
Ngiyiyekele sibili ngena kokunye. Yeah.
Yeah. Ya sengibuya kwekandweni. Hhayi ekandweni, ya ekandweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe is the problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture. Ukukhetha ama-leaders, ama-traditional leaders, silendlela vele esiwazuza ngayo. And awungeke ukuthi khona wena kube nomunye umuntu o-responsible nge-traditional leadership. Iculture vele ayimodernize. Iculture is always into yakudala, ilandela lilisiko lakudala. Lokho ukuthi khona sesitshintshiyele, sesitshelwa ukuthi khona undiweni namhlanje kasolo kuzeni. Hhayi akusizi. Into emele sinanje, kumele sikunanzelele khona ukuthi sagene sisi-evolution of power. Yokuthi khona namhlanje thina silalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi. Ozasikhokhela ku-traditional esiyadithemayinelwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu. So kuyatshengisela sibili ukuthi even the constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kudanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza, kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealayinwa. Angikuzwisisi mithi yabe kusebenza njani ngoba nazo khulunywa nge-devolution of power kuthiwa khona i-society realigned into law, but kwezinye indawo bayakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa bexotha ama othiphindiweni iyabe isisebenza khonapho. There is a problem there for me fanele nayo
iyaphuzelokucina 10 seconds khonapho lokucina ba.
Ye hayi yikho khonoko nje nakho ukuthi hayi indaba yesikathifu hayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe indaba zamakhifu ngoba amakhifu lisiko lakudala sebe sibambanisela amakhifu.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke eNdebele baba ungathola kusasa
alright.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele. He says, you know, these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others, they are left. They should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others. So he says, you know, the president has nothing to do with this issue, so let it be.
Very interesting indeed. Kuneo varipa chirongwa chedu tinoku chingamiza indru. Kuna sisi Gina Eugene Majuru. Murukuti muda upinda mchirongwa regaiti mboyeza kukufonera imuri ku Britain uko. Tisaeza kupa producer weda kufonera ikuito tins ufungwa zenyu. Asi tunotenda muripa chirongwa Munyagaza Mavamba. Anzi maskwela say kwa I'm watching you from Cape Town. Tunokutenda Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka. Tukunzo tina Elvis asitutauti tiedze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru varipa Facebook page ya UEVO Shona tiedze kubata. Halo mkoma tunokuchinga miza ipachi rongwa. Halo mkoma Elvis makadi yenyu.
Halo mkoma makadi yenyu.
Ayu watiri wadi
mkoma Elvis Cape Town, South Africa.
Itawara itinzi.
Yeah, ningango na angu tara kushoma kama kanya ya kuhitika. Gadi sangu ni kutawa kanya ya yeye mchimkazo mpenzero inika idu.
Ehe.
Kutia. No ndisha mcheza ligeti. Mwaka yake ya zoparwa hizo zire paka na kuita kanya ya ligeti ya watu ina na iyo ni mume wao.
Aha.
Kwa utanga kusungwa muri. But before. Zaitika hizo niya izadza kanyara wa tazore wa hizo uti hizi nizaki yache yoyo inoona ayye anti-corruption inore wa hizo uti inoka noshanda anda wangwe wane wanori komanda uti taiso itaiso hariti basa nararo ne mao. So it's like it's not fair to it for because mosa izirugu tarwa hizaka itika some months ago it's almost a year now, but we have started from here, then we have to move. Why? Because our city we are limited, we don't have many ways. So this is going to be changing. We will get a rich back around the market. We rich back. We are going to do it.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu chivai mataure yenyu mashoko yenyu kupedzisira.
Ngodoti heti Merry Christmas and Happy New Year kuvana vese veZimbabwe kunyange zvakaoma hazvo kudaro. Ngotiramba tichitenda Mwari kuti Mwari vanotiyambutsa kuenda mumboreza nehope yekuti kukanamba kunyika yekwedu varakomborere uye varakomborere Zimbabwe. Amen.
Amen. Aiwa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So I think let's go to Mr. Machoba Ncube before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, you know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftainship. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage just who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that does arise. The issue concerning there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by the administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. You have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to then make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter, and then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Thank you so much, and well done there. Let's take Baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, unga unjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwe ecingweni, Baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani konoku ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni ngamafitshane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Amalitas emathebeleland vele izandlo emasoni bahleli bebeharasa unganandzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje. That's why ubona la ku top leaders yezanwe umuntu ovele emathebeleland ungunumber 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu bemathebeleland bengafakwa ngaphezulu. UNdiweni kahlale esikhundleni sakhe uEmerson kaChana noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka koEmerson kayekele ifamily yakweNdiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngwakithi uEmerson kaxotshi induna zakibo le eChana lenduna zakithi and amaleaders akithi emathebeleni ma air against izanu bayawazonda bagcobe lokhu lalokhu. That's why ubona amanye amaleaders emathebeleleni engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi mayesephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi. Akula lead ephuma kuzanu ufice challenge izanu bonke bagwaqa izandla bayesaba. So esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu amaleaders akithi ayiwarespect iwayekele yenza into zethu. Sicela umuntu wesindebele eke ngene kuEmerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye. Ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyamfuna ngwakithi esikhokhele siyamazi indlela osebenza ngakiyo. Lalawa ama-leaders emathebeleland asetshenziswa izanu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi emathebeleland. Please malilalele siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba likugovernment yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi emathebeleland. Siyalicela okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwele phansi likhothe ukubusasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi. In the first place vela alikaliyenze lutho emathebeleland lonke leke langena kuzanu ungani ngama-refugees ungani liyesaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi. Siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikezwa kuzima imali ngalokuthi sukumezana uba nemathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why even asaphana bebe ngunumber one
kodwa
ukuthi bona bayihlile kanjani
ye kuyaphetha ngani konke lokho Nkomo okandiweni.
Okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni leke sithi thina enough is enough. Want to be rally less than you, please. CTN want to stand alone. My little zone that is the same as that I went to win as the devolution of power. Sisebenza ngamaprovinsi akithi akulanto eyi-one esiyicele eHarare akulanto esiyi-one esiyicela kuzanu asilanto izanu ayizange iyala emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi. Ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-KPU sibizwa amahowu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja. Manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayenziwa ngu-Emerson lezanu ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeleni bekhinga bezonto undiweni akele izinuka amagwabha liyayangisa asila leader right now emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikhwameni letela lokuthi lizidifende ngoba liyaba seliyenza into ezimbi uNkomo wasingena nini liphume lingaladaka I still stick to those.
Siyabonga khulu Nkomo, ungatshela kusasa ba.
Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello, Eugene.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry. Tambo, but same bit, Jana, because you see, kuna kwa mbukita, tine gangu, sakava shinjivani, so wakuda utaura. Tambenge, trukunzi kwa shwa chief ndiwene, asi, ipinda imu gangu, muda utaura neshe, asi, trukutawara nanu yeshe, murukupi.
Yeah, tumanzi, Eugene, majuru, ndruku London. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Nweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Nweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as you know, it was a kanaka.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chief as well, which is a problem. The role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue that the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Which is wrong. So I think this is an issue that needs to be resolved. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere. Pana need the chief with some chiefs. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without teeth, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, like I was going to say, I'm going to say, constructive criticism, because that's the only way to move Zimbabwe forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we have my chief, Achibatana, what our own chief doing? Yombo Hand wanted the traditional chief. We have Fortune Strumbira leading my traditional chiefs. We've not heard Fortune Achi someone my chiefs with me. Tower and Yaya chief doing. Why is that?
Sakai Muruti de Pawanipa,
isn't it?
Vachi Garapa, see Savana chief, Votaur and Apache Javo.
Yes, sometimes I'll get up and Savana chief will vote out and I will get the Yaya to side with my traditional leaders. Not put in or end up where I end up. That's wrong from the way I see it. It's just like the issue here, Harare. I'm sure you all know Kuti Chief Harare is still outstanding. Next year, we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe Yawana independence. And the issue here, chieftainship here, Harare, is that here, Gadziriswa, which is an issue. And is it? Kuna Zunu 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 kuti zviri kuitika zviri kunetsa zviri kubva kupi but vanhu vekuclan kwambari vanova chiimba descendants achifumbari weHarare yacho they know what's going on and the government is advised every time and again kuti chii chiri kuitika zvinoda kugadziswa sei but the government haisi kutora agents nekugadzisa nyaya yacho that's why it's still outstanding up to now zvimwe zvinhu zvakatotaurwa kudhara kuti zvigadziswe when Mugabe was still there hasati zvatombogadziriswa so now the issue is mamwe acho madhara vedu vakatofa kudhara vaifanira kugadzisa maissues aya and the generation dziri kuuya right now they are not interested nenyaya idzi but zvinoramba zvichingoita carry on carry over and maproblems ezimbabwe haagadziriki and if we go back and sort out zvinhu zvese zvetraditional zvacho zvisina kugadziriswa andii so now when we look at issues anandi when it's just a continuation of nyaya dzino dzinotadza kugadziriswa
aiwa
we have issue anambiana and my remains anambiana and actually ku London ku museum and 40 years after independence surely tinotadza kupusha kuti my remains adzoke I spoke to several members of the cabinet kuti vapinze that issue in the cabinet e discussed and did so that vainopuwa some importance and it's an important issue but my cabinet members but vanotoshka as well to talk about this issue
I as think let's say taka
is our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
I was excited. This sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Tine vamwe caller vakabata. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, makadi yenyu.
Tiri wadi makadi yenyu. Tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinofara. Ndinonzi Dombo rinovaka. Ndiri kuChinoyi kuChikonono.
Oh, kuChinoyi kwakadiko kuChinoyi uko?
Ah, kuChikonono ndizvo zvinotirikutambudzika nenzara yamunangakwe.
Ah, taura yenyu tinzwe. Nhasi mune gango muda kutaura nezvezvipi?
Ini na hangu ndrunya nyobatu wabatu waninyea chief Nduweni. Isu tinotarisira kutizo machiefs wanu wanugara ni wanu. Ndo wanuona matamuziko ye wanu. Saka wanu fano kunge wajimira ni wanu. Basi muno mzimbabu manji kana muna. Atengango pesana ni urumende kutonga ya zanibiyo. Tinoona kuti chief ye anu vapina mkatine matamuziko. Jezo shirukundisho. Wazo gara pansi waka ungora kuti ana kupina ni mzira kwayo. Ko mazuva ose vanga vakanyarara nei zvinobuda pachena kuti ayo inyaya yekungoti mashoko ake anotaura sepaakambotaura mashoko aya ekutizvo government inokundwa even nemahedman ake zvinhu zvinovabata izvozvo nepamusana pekutizvo havadi kuudzwa zvekuita dai tanga tine machifu akawanda muzimbabwe munomu vanenge pfungwa dzinenge dzavanhu venu taiona kuti zvinhu zvainyatsofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti machifu ndo ari kushandiswa ivhanu pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhuku mumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifu anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi
aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti mamuri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga
avo tinongoti vangosanganawo nefodya yavo yavanoputa nekuda kwokuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivavava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe akasiyana naiyoyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushop iyewo iko zvine zvaasanganawo nazvo zvanga zvichimufambirawo zvakanaka izvozvo mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho hapana aiziva kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri zanupf asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu rimwe gore ndoo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera
aiwa mashoko makukutu muve nezuva rakanaka kuChinoyi kwamuri uko
amaita zvenyu
babai.
Yes, Marvelous, we've got two callers right now, Volta Moyo and Ubabu Ndiwendi. Sir, kasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uyangiswe kumwendi?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Ya, isa pila kulu. Ula mta wani ngisibi, ila mta nilinga umzuzo otwa, utu uchwa, ofisi kukucho, nge topike otwa, obese wa weinye. Kasa ngawe, Ndiwendi, utini lako.
ngithi government ivele ibingamelanga izifike khona apho ibizipha amandla ukuthi yona iyesifaka ama-chief iyesikhupha ama-chief ngoba indaba leyana ngiyama-traditional leaders kuyekungadingi ukuthi iziyefika la kubo-president into nje ukuthi bona sebefuna ukuzenza i-government eyaphuma ekasinedi ukuthi ibisebenzisa ama-chief ngendlela ebiyincindezela abantu abamnyama so nqala kathi esi ukhuluma ungameli ibandla lezano kumele uhlukuluze uchief ndiwena kula cala lalo abe abachiyane laye akhokhele abantu ngendlela ezetradition is not a politician abachiyane laye abantu bankibo bamfuna abantu bankibo yibo abamfakileyo
kuzokuya ekankosikazi Jiwenga ubona njani
kubi kakhulu babadube ukuthi nxa umuntu ususalana lo muntu ongumama ususebenzisa amandla akho ezombangazwe usumuyenza khonokhwana ulokhu umdinge namacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa ngile themba lokuthi abe judiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akula cala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenze lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo ebensithi inhlanganiso zabomama into lesi zakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathiswa kanjalo loba singasabafuni
siyabonga kakhulu ke moya ungadinga kusasa ba
siyabonga
ye sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho baba Ndiweni kunjani
njani baba
hayi siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje siqalise ngodaba lika Ndiweni ngamafutshane
ngithiseka kakhulu ngondiweni ngoba engundiweni wakithi engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kule nto okuthiwa yi-family tree eyenziwayo eba responsible ukuthi each family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene nakutheni kodwa engikwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubabamkhulu uKhayisa nguyo owampointayo ukuthi ngiyongena ezicathuleni zami uhulumende waku-approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba ubayinduna ugcilute ngo-2014 umuntu lokuzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani ngenxa yokuthi ubonakele ngumuntu owa-genest manje kakhulu iparty ibandla elibusayo mina ngakhuluma la that day ngathi into zombangazo vena landawo lazanku kwe-MDC angikho kwe-party anginasikhathi but okuqathile ngizama ukukhala the point uhulumende kumele astay away of le ngoba le nto leyi is a problem of i-family yena akula problem ko-family into ekube khona nguye obe le problem lo nhlanhla kuphela
lokhu-ke okuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena-ke kuhamba njani
baba
okuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni laye ufisa ukuthi ngangiyongenayo kuthiwani ngoJoram Ndiweni manje
isigaba esikhona sebefuna ukuthatha i-advantage bethi i-family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni ngiyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwaneni bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni ekhithini lakhe ngiwapointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe eso ayesazile njengomuntu omdala athi lesi sokuthiwa sokumele akhujwe ngenxa yokuthi kutheni uNdiweni uyalishwa ngenxa yokuthi ukhulume against i-party yezana
hayi siyakuzwa eNdiweni sibongile baba
yebo kakhulu bengifisa ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi
kaChiwenga
ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokuthi kulokungazi sokuyi-coward esisenziwa manje phezu kwankosikazi amacala lawo ngathi walandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo kodwa sele thibe libhenziwe kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba lena indaba yase-bedroom ngakuyenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswe abantu besifazane abangela mandla bahluthunelwe amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma-50 kumele ubathole ama-rights wabo benza bakufana namhlanje useliswa ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu
Ndiweni baba sibongile kakhulu e
ngiyabonga kakhulu ambonge kakhulu baba
okay bye-bye
tine vateereri vakamirira parizvino haro mukoma Donald
Hallo titimavelasina mukoma Gips mazera sei
aiwa tiri wadi asidzikisai volume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko
Alright.
Ehe taura henyu tinzwi.
Ah ndoda kutanga ngune nyaya ya Chief Ndiweni.
Ehe moti gaga nasi pano pari kupisa.
Izvinongoradza ngoti ndeze matonge gwenyika tete mavenasi. Nekuti Chief charumbira pachavo mukuru wamadzishe muZimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiradza kuti vanotsigira bato zvekutonga reZanupf. Asi hatina kana mbo wakana muzuhwano wavakambonzi vanefiwa neZanupf kuti vanzi semishita zvematonge gwenyika. Chief chachaya mangwe nasi vaakutaurawo vachipigirawo bato ravanoda yava mhosva manje kana kuti vaakutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzirwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya yekusimudziwa nevemumhuri kuti haisi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje ivo hurumende ndeyava kutoinfiltrata kuda kupinza kana kutsvaka kunyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokuti zvati vano kana zvita kupamwe vano mari womuri machiti ndiweni kuti vati kuti vari kuita like dispute kuti vamagatigwa vakati wasiwo ndozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutsarukana ndozvinonesa asi chifu charumbira vano toto zvinotozikamwa kuti vanosapota badza rezvasiye asi hatina chatakamboona chadakwa chavakamboitwa kana kumiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi chotohwa kana vanhu mukabvunzana nokumasvingo vanotokuudza kuti chifu charumbira history yavo vanotonzi ainge aitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuzambiya but hatina kumboziva zvichita kukaizvozvo charumbira asi woushe kana kuti iye mukuru wamadzishe but mukatarira history yavo kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kuti research ya chief charumbira munogona kushokesa
mukoma mune data rese tipedze saitinzwi
then ndozoenda hangu kunyaya yamaichiwenga iyo ndozvinochongo izvozvo ndezvokuti kana zvinhu zvaazokushatirawo mumwe musi wo zvinto zvazoita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozviziva vose vari vakuru ava vanongobudisa mari munyika zvangozoshata kuti vakunetsana mumba mavo asi ngavachirega kuti nyaya dzemumba mavo dzine dzine zvenyika mukati dzigonyatsokuwana audience vanhu vateerere no
aiwaota
dziri nyaya dzavo vaseparete zvokuti kwai zvita zvokuti iko zvinhu zvakuta zvokuti vari kunyaya kuva concerned necorruption yet no havasi concerned necorruption iye vanga vari vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaiye murume wavo
mashoko makukutu mukoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupisa panapa
aiwa maita basi
thank you I think we have another caller Tawanda hello mukoma Tawanda
evo imakadini
aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi
ndiri muZimbabwe ndiri mukwekwe
taurai tinzwi nhasi tine gango pikai yamada
ndiri kutsika nyaya yachishi iyo inonzi ivo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira bato ravanoda ndiri kuona sekuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka tikatarisa zveumambo zvemo zviri mudzinza unoona zvava kuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzoti kana vakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machiefs kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunotidamburira zvatinenge tichifanira kunge takahwina
aiwa mashoko makukutu ameno kana muri kuda kupedzisa
ndiuda kupedzisa ndititi inini ndaifungidzira kuti dai vatungamiriri vatenge vatinenge vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa ndzokuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari yandiri kutiwa haisi kundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa tichibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe
aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now listen to thank you so much to Mr. Machobane Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of, you know, Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndiweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machobane Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, you know, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we've had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges. They've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndiweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter, but I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Baba Machobana Sponglia Kulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndiweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
uyakhanya egcekeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu we-MTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla lezanu PF. Esuka lapho waye emhlanganweni we-MDC, waye emhlanganweni wezaphu le-MRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khanya zana abantu bayagcizelela khonoku ngokumncedisa khonoku abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawule.
Akulanto enjalo, into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ubephuma kuloma audio amanye amalobuzeni akhe amavideos abade phuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahambe beyitshengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni yonke inhlelo zakhe zethu vele ephikisana lohulumende wezanu PF kwesekugcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition even le mngwabeni kaDimiso Dabengwa weqhawe ngalo Dimiso Dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe akachiyane lakho kokudula lokwangene kwezombangazwe abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe
kodwa ke kuyinokubi ngokuthi induna ichodo zohulumende
akulanto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lombono wayo otshiyene kumbe lohulumende kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho kodwa but nxa induna nje sihamba emhlanganweni ise siyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni ise siyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade bekwenza ngojanuwari okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna yabe yaseyinduna isiyinkalakatha yenye ye-politician wezombangazwe kangene kwezombangazwe endiweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Mr. Biliv Gawule of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Ko on our VOA Shona Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Ko of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Gawule speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Gawule was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician. Mm. He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MDC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MDC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that... in essence, Ms. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kuzai mazari retaka mira kunzwa kuna maini koti sata varaidu chirongwa chedu. Pana taru bemero alikuti iniwo ndiriwe imba ye ushe. Anzi mudzimba ze ushe zese munama, anzi munama kakatanwa ni kuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house. But mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Arigaitende kuna mainiko. Hello, mainiko. Ngwedi ajikana na saka mungo ti ga. Tawarei.
Masara says it's my very
square.
But next butter.
Itaurai.
Panya chief do any no support. No good in the chief were chief do any avana battle was a rare kira. Sukuta or Naga Ules as she is a chocolate. Tagawa on Akum Sangano Yakawanda. Tagawa on Akum Sangano is Zanu PF. Naya is the matter raging. The Zana chief, when is Zanu PF in Gavasian in Nazo. Government I find a wound chipping the Ramunia, the Machif. Magambo, the one who government, who is bringing my chipping the Queen.
I wa mufunzo mukuru asingoye diajiganana saka tichati tichakutora zvakare in mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichikurukura nyaya idzodzidzi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ngobe, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'd also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue to share the feed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, where we'll furthermore discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya. Have a very good night.